The epistle for this feast of Corpus Christi, the external solemnity of Corpus Christi, is taken from St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, I myself have received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and giving thanks, broke and said, "Take and eat. This is my body which shall be given up for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In like manner also the cup, after he had supped, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you shall eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks the cup of the Lord unworthily will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks unworthily, without distinguishing the body of the Lord, eats and drinks judgment to himself." Please rise for the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John. At that time, Jesus said to the crowds of the Jews, "My flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and as I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. This is the bread that has come down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and died. He who eats this bread shall live forever." Thus concludes the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. "Unless you eat this bread, you shall not have life in you," says our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Lord says that at the ascension, he says to the apostles something particular. He says, "It's better that I go." That is, right before the ascension, preparing them for his departure. He says, "It's better that I go." Why do you say that that is? Well, at least two great gifts we have received since our Lord said that it's better that he go. The first is the Holy Ghost. We could not receive the Holy Ghost unless he left us. He leaves us and sends the Holy Ghost, which we recognize, celebrated 2 weeks ago at the great feast of Pentecost. So we receive God the Holy Ghost. Today, in the external solemnity of the Feast of Corpus Christi, we recognize the other gift that he gave to the church, that is himself. We receive God the Son in the Eucharist through the power of the Holy Ghost. His fullness, his body and blood and soul and divinity is made present on the altar. So is it indeed better that he go? Because now we have two persons of the Trinity, the fullness of the Holy Ghost in Pentecost and the fullness of God the Son in Corpus Christi, or in the body and blood of our Lord in the Eucharist. Is it better that we live in this age, or is it better, that is, in relation to Christ, to have lived in his human life? I offer that we have now, we can receive now more fully than even if we walked with our Lord. And why is that? Because we have now the fullness of the Holy Ghost in the gift of Pentecost. And also, we can now receive our Lord corporeally, in body and soul, into our body and soul, we can receive him. Better that he go, certainly. Because if we were able to walk with our Lord, we could walk with him. Or even to hear him preach, we could hear him preach. But now we can hear him preach through scriptures and through prayer. But better than even walking with our Lord is that now, in this most august feast of the external solemnity of Corpus Christi, we recognize that we can actually receive him as he desires. So in considering the most august gift of our Lord to the Church in the Blessed Sacrament, let us consider just his humility today. He descends first at the incarnation in becoming man. What a great move of humility. God becomes man. He assumes our humanity. And in an absolutely incredible religious truth. You know, if anyone from another religion even dared to think this about their religion, that their, quote, God would become our nature. I mean, just to consider the gravity of that puts it in relief. The great gift that we can so easily just become perhaps too familiar with. Our Lord's first great descent, he becomes man. And secondly, today we recognize his second descent is that he becomes food for man. Now in the food chain, we consume that which is below us, don't we, right? And that which is below us becomes part of us. The minerals and vitamins become part of us. Our Lord descends in the fullness of his divinity into a form that we can consume. A form that is, quote, lower than us, so that we can consume him. What humility of God, is it not? Not only that he would become man, but that he would assume a form that we can consume. A double descent of humility by God, if you will. A double deistic descent of humility. Now, we may think that in receiving Holy Communion, what's really operative is that we are receiving Holy Communion. And that's certainly the first move. And our Lord wants us to start there. He says over and over in John 6, consume me, eat me, gnaw on my flesh, etc. Many, many ways he says this to really get that into our noggins that we must consume him. And that's the first move. All of our first communicants are preparing for that. But the operative move I offer in our reception of Holy Communion is not primarily that we consume our Lord, but it is that he consumes us. Consuming us from within. His fire of divine love consumes sin from within us and purifies our love. He now gains access to us. So consider that then in your meditations on the Eucharist and in receiving communion. What's truly operative, certainly in all of the spiritual life, is not primarily what we do. What's operative in our lives to heaven is what God does. And who is operative in our reception of the Blessed Sacrament is God, that is our Lord. As St. Thérèse writes, kind of summarizing this, she writes that the spiritual life is so simple. All we have to do is let God love us. Is let him love us. She says, it's really that simple. And it ultimately is. But that is certainly difficult at times. Let God love us. So when we receive communion, just let him love us. Let him consume us from within. That which is not of him, he will consume. And that which is of him, he will fructify he will grow it. He will do that from within. Just to let him do that. The great mystery of our reception of Holy Communion. So let us then, in conclusion, resolve three things at least. First, to receive Holy Communion worthily, so that we might confess, so we should then resolve to confess often, to receive worthily, to have a heart that is as pure as possible. Confession is linked to receiving the Blessed Sacrament. Secondly, let us resolve in our thanksgiving after Mass to be rededicated to that. Praying with our Lord inside our body and soul is the most efficacious prayer, 15 minutes of prayer of your whole week. It is prime time prayer time. No amount of your prayer in the rest of the week is going to trump that 15 minutes after Mass that you just received the Blessed Sacrament. You could pray every novena and every devotion on your knees, on pencils, for the whole week. It will not equal that 15 minutes that our Lord is inside of you. It makes sense, doesn't it? So be dedicated to your Thanksgiving. No leaving right after Mass. I've seen it more and more. It's spiritually disgusting to do that. Our Lord is inside of us. Just because He's there, He wants to talk to us, He wants to form us right there. Father leaves Mass, boom, on your knees, 10 or 15 minutes at least. The coffee can wait. If I were king for a day, we wouldn't serve coffee until 10 minutes after or 15 minutes after Mass anyway. That is the most significant 15 minutes of your week by far, because our Lord is inside of you. And it's our chance to just have that most intimate dialogue. Let Him consume sin and grow Himself. Receive worthily through confession. Be rededicated to your Thanksgiving after Mass. And thirdly, to receive communion with a particular intention. We can do that. Lord, help me grow in humility, your humility. Lord, I'm going to receive this communion that for in prayer for somebody who's away from the church. I'm going to pray for a child. You name it. We can receive communion. The most august religious act is to receive our Lord worthily. We can do that with a particular intention, or two, or three. So feel free to receive our Lord for a particular intention. Lord, I receive for everybody who's ever received you unworthily, I just simply receive you in love. Whatever your intention might be, do that. Do that. And our Lord will bless that particular communion for you tremendously. When you eat this bread, you will have life in you. Mary, Mother of the Church and Mother of the Eucharist, pray for us. Saint Joseph, Guardian of the Bread of Life, pray for us. Saint Therese, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.